White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre ends relationship with CNN anchor Suzanne Malveaux. By Paul Bois on September 7, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has reportedly ended her long-term romantic partnership with CNN anchor Suzanne Malveaux. News of the breakup first surfaced in a glowing profile that Vogue did on Jean-Pierre, wherein she referred to herself as a single mom who is co-parenting the pair's 9-year-old adopted daughter. "Our number one priority is her privacy and to make sure we create an environment that's nurturing," Jean-Pierre said. The details of Jean-Pierre's relationship with Malveaux have been limited, but the two were in a same-sex partnership and had an adopted daughter between them in Washington, D.C. Malveaux earned a degree in sociology at Harvard University before attending Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Having previously served as a White House correspondent and primary substitute for Wolf Blitzer on The Situation Room, Malveaux has also co-anchored CNN's Around the World and editions of CNN Newsroom, according to The Sun. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow previously wrote about Suzanne Malveaux and her connection with the Biden White House in his book Breaking the News after Jean-Pierre had been tapped as the president's deputy press secretary. Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's deputy press secretary, is married to CNN national correspondent and anchor Suzanne Malveaux, Marlow previously wrote. During the Obama administration, Malveaux was assigned to cover the White House, where Jean-Pierre worked in the Office of Political Affairs. In her 2019 memoir Moving Forward, Jean-Pierre said that she and Malveaux met at the Democratic National Convention in 2012 while working on President Barack Obama's re-election campaign. "We met at a donor party being held in a nightclub," Jean-Pierre wrote. "I know it's a cliché, but the truth is, I spotted her across a crowded dance floor." According to the New York Post, the pair moved in together in 2014 and adopted Soleil, the French word for sun, at Malveaux's prompting later that year, despite Jean-Pierre's own reservations about becoming a parent. In honor of Pride Month 2021, Jean-Pierre detailed how she navigated her life as an open lesbian since the age of 16. "I came out to my mom when I was 16 years old. The revolted look on her face sent me running back into the proverbial closet and slamming the door shut. After that, my sexuality became a family secret and it would stay that way for years," she tweeted. "I dated, but I hid those relationships from my family. Just as American society has evolved over the course of the past couple of decades to embrace the LGBTQ community, never forgetting we still have work to do, my family has evolved to embrace my membership in it," finally adding. "I'm proud to be an out Black queer woman and I have been for quite some time. I'm happy to say, my mother is now proud of all of who I am. She loves my partner and she loves being a doting grandmother to the daughter we are raising. My journey towards feeling accepted by myself and loved ones wasn't an easy one, but it was worthwhile. No matter where you are in your journey, I see you. We see you and we celebrate you. Happy Pride." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.